What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Devlin. This is the Unsub. Right, that was the Unsubs on
Pogo City Radio.
How the fuck is everybody doing? I hope you saw that little message that says Pogo City Radio is back and better than ever. Perhaps I should have done a test running show before I put that up, but it seems like we're all good now. See, it helps. I'm trying to be all responsible. See, I used to have the mixer labeled, like track by track, like those are the mics, that's the CD player, that's the turntable. But like, when you're drunk and in the middle of the night and fucking around with people, things get unplugged, you plug them into different spots, so I never labeled them. So before we got started, I decided to label everything again, except I labeled the CD player turntable and vice versa, and could not get started. But now we are started. Now we are started with some bullshit. Now the last episode was not online, had a lot of technical difficulties, and we pulled it off anyway. Some good tracks, some good banter. Quinn was there, Renee, Sean, my man John. But so you guys can go back and listen to that. But now everything is directly wired to the Pogo computers. I went out and I bought a bunch of gig switches and shit like that. Normally, Pogo City's on Wi-Fi in the attic when the modem is in like two floors down, you know what I'm saying? But now I got all these wires, hundreds of feet of wire, running all through the outside of my house into my windows. I got everything fucking plugged in. So hopefully we get an even better connection. And I got it set up so we can start playing records and CDs on the regular and all that shit. That first track right there came off the new Unsubs album, which you can get on CD or record. I have a copy of both. Thank you, Joe. That was the first track, Dahmer Party. They put that out on 4D Kids Records, which is the same company that Joe is making those fucking Pogo in the Pit DVDs names under. So the first one came out, and there's still some copies of it floating around. And the second one is being filmed. There's going to be, just like there was in the first one, some footage at my house, but there'll be footage at this house. There'll be footage at some of the shows Joe was at with us. It'll be a lot of fun. Go check that shit out. But why don't we get to some classic punk rock up next? Now, the live listeners heard some of this song already. Oh, well, shit happens. Here is the Ramones coming off one of my favorite albums of theirs. It's actually the sixth one. Here's the Ramones coming off Pleasant Dreams with All Is Quiet on the Eastern Front. Here's the remaster.
Yeah.
The Ramones on Pogo City Radio. Love that fucking album. I've talked a lot about the Ramones albums in the past. And for some reason, I always want to say that's the fourth album. But that is not the fourth album. The fourth album is End of the Century, and it's Markey's first album. Markey is on this album, but there's one in between them. Which one's in between them? All I know, Pleasant Dreams, definitely one of my favorite. Original came out in 1981. The first album coming out in 76. I believe the next two being 77, and then the third being Rocket to Russia. I think that was 79. I don't even know why I'm saying this. I know the first one was 76. The next two were 77. I forget. So that would be the fourth one then. I can't even do math. I'm saying this. It doesn't even make sense. I'm going to try and do this again. So the first one is the self-titled 76. The second one being Left Home 77. The third one, Rocket to Russia 77, then I think 79, End of the Century. I forget what the fifth one is in 1980, and then we get to the sixth one. There, I did it in order. I just forgot the fifth one. Shit happens. What is your favorite Ramone, though? Your favorite Ramones album? I think that's a great thing to talk about because there's so fucking many. There's different lineups. People like to joke and say all the Ramones songs sound the same. You're fucking high. What other song does somebody put something in my drink sound like? What other song does fucking Endless Vacation sound like? And Baby, I Love You, I'm sorry. I know Renee loves that song. I don't like the Ronnie Spector, the Spector shit, Phil Spector shit. But like that sounds nothing like Blitzkrieg Bop. The Ramones do not only have one sound. They have lots of sounds, lots of lineups, and their traditional sound, the sound that most people think of, is fucking amazing. So if all the songs sounded like that, that would be fine too. But anyway, what is your favorite? I think I always have to say my absolute favorite is Rocket to Russia. It's got Sheena's a Punk Rocker, Rockaway Beach. Those are two of my favorites. It's got Do You Wanna Dance, starts off with Cretin Hop. Fucking love it all. But Pleasant Dreams, man, I love All Is Quiet on the Eastern Front. The KKK Took My Baby Away. You Sound Like You're Sick. She's a Sensation. Love all those. Sitting in My Room. Fucking We Want the Airways. Great, great, great album. Great album. But Rocket to Russia just really, really does it for me. But yeah, what's your favorite Ramones album, live listeners? But yeah, type in there. Let me see what you guys think. Why don't we play something in the meantime? Now, we have another band. Now, we started off with the Unsubs, and then we also have... I'm about to fuck all this up. I know I am. I'm about to fuck it up again. We also have the Standoffs. Now, I'm going to try and get to the track that I want to hear with these guys. I forget what it's called. It has something to do with drinking. And it also has a girl on the track. I like it a lot. I think this is the track here. Here's the Standoffs on Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City Radio. You cut the skin of birds, oh, we wanna have it. I drink a lot of drink, I do what I want.
The Standoff right there. Another awesome song. Not the song I meant to play, but I liked that one a lot. Can't give you the title because I can't find the goddamn case, but at least I have the CD. And it's not scratched, and we play it. So if you would like us to do that for your band, best way to do that, I usually say, is hitting us up on Facebook. But kind of fuck Facebook. You guys can still hand us up on there. I'm still on there. Not using it nearly as much. Kind of only staying there for the pogo type shit. I'm over on MeWe, and you can say all you want. You don't need another social media thing in your life. Well, then delete Facebook and get this one, because it's way fucking better, and I'm hanging out over there, and they let you say whatever the fuck you want, and they let you do whatever the fuck they want, and there is no political advertising at all. They don't allow it. And if you want, there's a free version, of course, but you can also get a paid version where there is no advertising whatsoever. But even on the free version, no political advertising, and a lot less of them fucking crazy baby boomers on there, that's for sure. And reminds me a lot more of MySpace, which I've always liked better than Facebook. Talk about that from time to time, how you could like pimp out your page and shit. You could do that on here, and then you also have like a newsfeed feature, which MySpace didn't have and Facebook made cooler. So it's kind of the two of them combined, and a whole lot of little tweaks and shit. There's not that many people on there yet, but it's still pretty fucking cool. It's hard to stay on because your newsfeed kind of ends, but I'm up to like 54 people. I think I got like 30 in the first day, and I know most of them. Out of the 50, see, I got like, I don't know, almost 4,000 people on Facebook. I probably know 1,000 of them. I got like 50 on the MeWe, and I know like 47 of them. So it's fucking cool. It's cool, and they don't censor you as much, and it's just less annoying than Facebook. And they have the polls back, and they're not endorsing political campaigns. You know what I'm saying? But one thing's for sure is we hate the police, right? I think Facebook is starting to love them. We hate the police. I had 3 posts taken down in one day. I never had a post taken down in 7 or 8 years, and I say a lot of fucked up shit. 3 in one week. Fuck Facebook. Fuck the police. But we love the cock. Here's the dicks with Dicks Hate Police. All right, I love this fucking 80s band, so here's a twofer. Dead in a Motel Room. The Dicks.
Hey, man, I'm sick of this shit. I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling down. I'm feeling dead in a motel room. Everybody I know, they look at me. Everybody I see, gotta get out free. Until the knife cut deep, cut into my soul. I say the devil is real. The fuck is laughing at me? I see our friends. Never thought it would end. But me being dead. Fucking motel room. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know who I am. I heard a gun go off. It shot me in the back. I said the devil is real. I see you laughing at me. I heard an ambulance way down the road. I think I'm dead, dead in a motel room. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know who I am.
Dick's right there. Pogo City Radio. Now, well, as I was saying before we played them, I think I got sidetracked and just went on a rant about how much Facebook sucks. That being said, since you're probably not on MeWe, and Pogo City is on me, so give that a like or a follow once you create your MeWe page. But for all you bastards still on Facebook, hit us up on Facebook. You can send us your tracks. Usually, if we don't know you, we play a full show where we play your music, so we put up a post asking for one, but you could send us tracks wherever, whenever. I may not play them, though. I don't pay attention. I need to be doing something. That's what LCJ was good for, but now I guess she's good for nothing, but she was good to take your tracks and get them to me. But I'll check the email sometimes. I'll check it sometimes. Send us your tracks. You're better off on MeWe, since there's like four people on there. If you talk to me on there, I'll get right the fuck back to you. But yeah, so go look for Pogo, send us your tracks, and find us on Instagram, still on there, even though they're owned by Facebook. Semi-protest, not protesting, because I'm using them. See, we're a slave. We're a slave. This is what's wrong, and this is also what's wrong with big government, which I preach about sometimes. If we rely on all this shit, then we can't get off it. It's like addiction. It's like addiction. I can't just walk off of Instagram because of Pogo, because I want to be like, hey, guys, send us your shit. And also, I like those big, giant asses that pollute my fucking, well, not pollute, just take up my Instagram feed. A lot less on Facebook. See, if there's big, giant asses, I'll put up with a lot more. You know what I mean? Like even though it's the same company and, like, Facebook owns Instagram, there's a lot more big asses on Instagram, so like I'll put up with a lot more. If they want to be dickheads and put all this annoying shit and take my posts down on Instagram, I care less, because there's big giant booties on it. But yeah, so hit us up on social media. Maybe we'll play your shit, maybe we won't. Chances are we will, but we're going to get to the Dwarves up next, the twofer from them as well. Here's a 56-second song, Drugstore. The Dwarves right there. And I hear some of you like, oh, remember Andrew was giving Jess all that shit for leaving Facebook? First of all, still give her shit. Second of all, I did not leave Facebook. And third of all, I found a new spot. Jess was just kind of like, oh, this bar sucks. I'm not going to bars anymore. I'm like, this bar sucks. I'm going to find a new bar. So come join me on the new bar. MeWe. They should pay me. They should pay me. They really should. As promised, here's the second half of that twofer from The Dwarves. This one coming off a later album. That first track coming off Blood, Guts, and Pussy. this next one. Here is The Dwarves Are Still the Best Band Ever on Pogo City Radio.
To save the ozone and the earth and all the creatures, sand and surf, this world is full of things to do, and yet it always come back to, let's just get high and fuck some sluts. Do what we will, not what we must. Forever stuck in jubilust. So what? Let's just get high and fuck some sluts. A cure for cancer and for AIDS. To volunteer and fire brigades. Home for aged and infirm. How come we never ever learn? Let's just get high and fuck some sluts. Do what we will, not what we must. Forever stuck in jubilust. So what? Let's just get high and fuck some sluts.
Dwarves, Pogo City Radio. The Dwarves Are Still the Best Band Ever, coming off the Born Again Deluxe Edition. Let's just keep these tracks rolling. Having some trouble. I hope the live listeners can hear me. I can tell my screen is fucked up on that page because lovely old Podbean. You think we don't pay for this shit, right? You think we don't give them money. You think it would be free and that's why they run it so fucking shittily. But no, we pay these motherfuckers to fuck our shit up. Isn't that great? We pay these motherfuckers to fuck our shit up. I guess we got no fucking luck at all. Here's Endless Struggle.
We'll be right back.
endless struggle right there, right? It's funny, right? I can remember being in 10th grade, and I was going out with, like, this super punk rock chick who was a little bit older than me, right? And then she broke up with me, broke my little 10th grade heart. But luckily, we hooked up a bunch in the short time we went. And then I found out, right, when I was in 10th grade, I found out she didn't like me at all, right, and was using me for sex. Now, I was completely disappointed at the time when I was, like, 15. I was so disappointed that this girl I was obsessed with me didn't like me at all and just used me for sex. But now that I'm in my 30s, I think that's fucking awesome, right? How many guys do you know that got used for sex? Like, they hate you. They don't even like you. That's great. I can be a straight-up dumbass asshole and still get laid. Always got that to fall back on. Always got that to fall back on. And always looking for more of it. So why don't we get to Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. Here's Black Flag.
Gimme, gimme, gimme. Need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask before. Didn't feel like a loaded gun. I'm waiting to go up. I got nothing to do but shoot my mouth up. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask before. You know the world's got problems. I've got problems of my own. They ain't the kind that get me solved with an atom bomb. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask before. You know I gotta go out, get something for my head. If I keep on doing this, I'm gonna end up dead. Gimme, gimme, gimme! Gimme some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme! Don't ask my fault. Gimme, gimme, gimme! I need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for. I don't want for. Sitting here like a loaded gun. I'm waiting to go off. I got nothing to do but shoot my mouth off. So gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for. No.
Keith and Black Flag. God damn, I can't talk. Keith and Black Flag right there. Pogo City Radio. Now, it's funny. I'm actually, like, the last song I just played off of, like, Spotify, right? And you can see, since I have a Spotify account, like, your friends' activity. And I can see that Jason Plank over there is listening to Piano Man by Billy Joel. Easy 70s listening instead of Pogo City Radio. God damn, do I wish I had a boo button right now. Don't get me wrong, I love me some Billy Joel, but not while Pogo is on, my man. See, Spotify diming you out there, Jason. Spotify diming you out. I'm going to call him out on it, too. I'm going to call him out in our group chat. Listening to Billy Joel instead of fucking Pogo. That's some fucked up shit right there, right? Fucked up shit right there. I thought we was cool, Jason. I thought we was cool. All right, let's get to a Canadian band right now. These guys played at We Are the Punks 3. Here's Dirty Work with Hogtown Hooligans.
We'll be right back. always be mine.
All right, that was Dirty Work coming out of Canada right there, Dirty Work. All right, now, during that song, right, I had to take a little break, get out of this hot-ass fucking studio. Now, I do them early sometimes because it's just more convenient for me, but also on days like yesterday and today where it's like 90 outside, that means it's like 100 up here even with the air conditioners and shit, so get this shit out of the way quick. Sorry, David. But, yeah, I ran downstairs real quick, and, you know, there's no school. I come downstairs. My kids are running in circles singing Sweet's Ballroom Blitz. Pretty awesome when you're not even down there and your four-year-old and six-year-old are running around singing the correct words to Ballroom Blitz by Sweet. So we got a little thing we call the Pogo City
Wildcard, bitches!
The Pogo City Wildcard, where we play something a little off format. Sometimes it's doo-wop, sometimes it's hip-hop, and sometimes it's Sweet Ballroom Blitz. Here you are up next.
Something, touching nothing's all I ever do.
Hope you guys like that. The Pogo City wild card right there. Sweet ballroom blitz. That song always reminds me of Wayne's World. Tia Carrere, right? Doesn't do a good job on it. Didn't like her voice. Sorry, Tia. You're pretty. Not a singer, though. Great movie. One of my all-time favorite movies, especially when I was a kid. The Wayne's World movies and Ferris Bueller's Day Off and, of course, Airheads. That's fucked up, right? I got audio drops from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
I got audio drops from Airheads.
I am rock and roll.
But I don't have any from Wayne's World. You'd think I would. At least like a swing. Oh, that's what I should do. I should get a swing or something. I don't know, something more identifiable. But like, I fucking love Wayne's World. Both of them. Book them and they will come. Definitely took some shows like that. Yeah, we can do this show. Who do we have to play again? Yeah, that's definitely happened a few times. But let's get back to the punk rock. Here's some old school Casualties, one of Johnny Cray's songs. Here's Rejected, Unwanted. Still play that song, and I rip it off. Dead serious. One of our new songs. Oh, some things we've been working on. Definitely a rip off of that song. But yes, that comes off the Casualties' second full length album, Underground Army. It was a punk core. Did punk core just re-release that, or did they originally release that? Because I know punk core put out For the Punks, but they didn't put it out originally. I think the first two were out. What was that label? Tribal or something? I don't remember what the fuck it was called. But I'm pretty sure the first two Casualties EPs were released and then Punkcore put them back out. But don't quote me, because I ain't said shit. We're going to get to the 45 adapters up next. This one's for that asshole I hang out with, LCJ. Here's Who We Kidding.
Sat up and on stairs. I used to be a little boy. I used to play with little girls. Now I got much better toys. Then I'm living in a grown world. Living in a grown world, living in a grown world. I don't like girls, I like women, and I'm not thirsty.
Who we kidding?
I wanna stop talking, I wanna stop singing. I don't like girls,
I like women.
I like women and I
loud talk, and I want to start singing. I don't like girls, I like women. Couple two, your Fred Perry was pink, my Ben Sherman was blue. I asked if you wanted to dance, your boss should have said I do. Let's give love one more chance. Let's do what grown folks love to do. Let's do what grown folks love to do. I don't like girls, I like women, and I'm not thirsty. Who are we kidding? Wanna start talking, I wanna start singing. I don't like girls, I like women. One, two, three.
That was the 45 adapters right there on Pogo City Radio. Now, remember, if you guys have been listening to the podcast, if you go into that About section, there's a link down there for a musical protest to animal abuse. Not for animal abuse, as I have said previously, a musical protest to animal abuse. But, yeah, this is the first show going on in Jersey we know of. I believe it's this weekend, Saturday, 12 to 9. That is the right time. William Hebrew Park, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey. And I don't know if it's BYO, but beer is allowed. It says, join us and many others trying to make a difference against animal abuse. Beer, barbecue, and live music. What's better than that? Bring your own food and beer. Music will be provided. And, so the set times start at 5, so I guess it's like an all-day event, like picnic-type thing. The music starts at 5 with Useless, and they also got a Side Pocket Louie, the OC Rippers, and a few others. So if you're in Jersey, especially South Jersey, hit this shit up at William Hebrew Park in musical protest to animal abuse, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey. That's this Saturday. Music starts at 5 and I believe ends at 9. So go check that shit out. You can find more information about it on Facebook. There's also a link to the Facebook invite in the About section of the show and on Pogo City Radio's Facebook. I'll have to throw one up on the MeWe as well. Go get the MeWe app. M-E-W-E. I don't know if that's actually how it's pronounced, but fucking, it's the word me and the word we. I assume it's MeWe, but who the fuck knows? We are going to get to Bomb Squadron. And who was I with this week? And they were like, Bomb Squadron? Really? I want to smack him in the mouth. I think it was Larry. But we're going to get to some Bomb Squadron. Here's with Fat Dave on vocals. Here's Flick and Duckies. We'll be right back. Bomb Squadron coming out of Reading right there. Let's stick on the East Coast. Here is The Bouncing Souls.
I may have f***ed up here.
The Bouncing Souls with Hopeless Romantic.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
That one was for my 10th grade girlfriend. Yes, yes. Hopeless Romantic. It's weird saying that, though, because I know she's listened to the show. I don't know if she actively listens, but I know she used to. But yeah, here's this, right? Because her name's fucking Jessica, right? Go fucking figure. What is up with chicks and the name Jessica? I'm staying away from all women named Jessica from now on. From now on. No more Jessicas. No more Jessicas. But yes, yes. What song should we be getting to next? I think we're going to play another band that played at We Are the Punks. And they also did their reunion show just a little bit before that in Philly. This band coming out of Philly. Here's the Ghouls with Armageddon.
Now I want to trust me, like this hole inside of me. Nothing, nothing for life, like it.
Ghouls right there. Pogo City Radio. So we got a few more. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I actually, believe it or not, have to do some more internet work throughout my house. But not that anything's broken. I'm just improving everything. Improving. Growing. Yes, that's what we are doing. But yeah, it is hot as a motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do today. I think I might... I have to wait. I had a special order the cables because they're so fucking long. I have to wait for them to come in the mail today. But besides that, I think I'm just going to play Fortnite like all goddamn day because this is what happened, right? The new Fortnite update, whatever fucking happened, right? And you might not know the game. Oh, well, if you don't, you suck. But in the middle of the board, there's, like, the main, like, bad guy place. It was the agency. And, like, this fucking live event happened where, like, aliens came or some shit and blew everything up. And fucking now it's all different. And everything's all flooded, and Aquaman's there instead of fucking Deadpool and Harley Quinn. And fucking, so I'm playing this game, and I'm making fun of Renee, first of all, because she loves Aquaman, and I don't think she'll ever be able to unlock him. So I'm making fun of her because Aquaman's in the game, and fucking Renee always hates the water in the game. She has trouble in the water, but now the whole game is like water, so she's gonna be fucked. So I was playing the game the first day it came out, and you could like graduate your rankings, and I got up to level 43 in the first day. In the first day, I got to level 43, and you consider to done all the unlocks at like level 100. They give bonus ones after that, but it's really level 100. And Renee hadn't even started yet. My goal, I literally was going to try and be at like level 100 before Renee even touched the goddamn game. But then my internet went out. And I couldn't play. And now I'm only at like level 45. But I don't even think she's turned hers on yet. So maybe I can still get to level 100 before Renee even starts. It'll be fucking hilarious. Fucking hilarious. But yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do with the rest of my day. Play some Fortnite. I feel like I had some other shit to do. I don't know. It's probably just like jerk off or something. I don't know. I should probably clean. I've been doing a lot. What did I do yesterday? I suddenly got real fucked up.
Reefers.
I usually take a dab like as soon as I wake up, but I don't know what happened, and I haven't taken a dab yet this morning up until the like last three I took while that song was playing, and now I'm real fucked up. Yesterday was a fucking nightmare. Fuck Walmart and fuck the internet. We're gonna get back to the punk rock because I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore. Here's Bishop's Green with Alone.
You left me bloody on the ground, beat down and all alone.
Bishop's Green with Alone right there on Pogo City Radio. It's funny, I was talking about chicks named Jessica earlier in the show, right? And I know, because I've thought about this in the past, because I was obviously married to a chick named Jessica. Fucking, I never hung out with the same girl with the same name, like never dated like two Ashleys or two Marys. I've never dated any Ashleys or Marys. Oh, yes, I have. I don't know. Shut up, Andrew. Anyway, I've been with four girls named Jessica. I was just thinking, my like fifth grade girlfriend was named Jessica and fucked me over too. What is up with chicks and the name Jessica and fucking me over? But yes, my little fifth grade girlfriend, also named Jessica. I don't like the name Jessica anymore. Damn it. But yeah, we're going to get out of here with this next one. Fucking, it is a cover. It is a cover. And yeah, we're going to get out of here. Going to remind you guys to hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Hit us up on MeWe. Go get the MeWe app, Pogo City Radio there, Andrew there. And I will 100% take your friend request on MeWe because, you know, I have no one on there. So... So go over to MeWe, go like Pogo, go find me, like us on Facebook, go to the Instagram at Pogo City Radio, and remember to tell your fucking friends, give it a share, give it a like, give it a comment, and go out to that June 27th, this Saturday show at that park in South Jersey. You can get the link from the About section in this podcast and on our MeWe and Facebook. We are leaving you with Blank 77 covering the Ramones. Here they are, Bonzo Goes to Bittenberg. Catch you guys next time. Bye. All right, all right. I love me some blanks. I love me some blanks. And I love me some covers. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel like going downstairs yet. And that's a pretty rare track. That's got John on drums during that time. And there's a couple other cover songs that were kind of just like demos with John drumming that don't really get played because I don't really think they were ever released. But here's another one. Here's Blank 77 covering the Dead Kennedys. Too drunk. Too fuck. See you next time.
All aboard!
Went to a party against the night.